I'm doing really well, Jess, and I'm excited to talk about chatbots.
I'm excited to learn about chatbots.
Yeah, they've been happening. There's been a lot in the media recently over the last month. Chatbots are just robots that mimic human speech. So if
okay.
you've ever
okay, so like Siri.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like Siri, although yeah, actually, exactly like Siri. There you go. But I'm not going to be talking about Siri. These are ones that are actually doing like really important things.
Not
like,
just telling me where to hide a dead body and.
Oh yeah,
there's so many hilarious things you can ask Siri.
Yeah, hiding a dead body is pretty important.
Well, have you ever done that to Siri?
I've never hid a dead body, but what? I've never asked Siri to hide a dead body as well.
Ask Siri how to hide a dead body. It's really funny.
I definitely won't. I don't think people are listening to me on my phone, so I'm not going to say that.
All right. So tell me more about chatbots.
So why chatbots are in the media? ING Direct are going to be rolling out chatbots in Australia that are going to let you do your banking on Facebook Messenger. So you can talk to them like actual people and like, hey, let me deposit my money. And
so these aren't just like, they're not just like voice things. They're also those little text ones that you get popping up on websites, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh my God.
There are different kinds that have voices and there's kinds that are just text as well.
Text, like when you're on like a travel website and a little thing, hi, I'm Sam, can I help you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not
hi.
Sam, you're a bot.
Yeah,
okay,
you're Ryo. Just like programmer Jim who was paid to make this thing.
Creepy Jim.
Yeah. So in the US, chatbots have been used for banking for like a few years now. There was a recent study there that said 40% of people who were surveyed would switch to Facebook, Apple, or Google if they were a bank.
Really?
I don't know why they do that.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it feels like they're just going to make a whole lot more jobs irrelevant and a lot more will just be made for a joke.
But I think, I don't always agree with banks, but banks are banks and Facebook is not a bank. I would not trust the people who bring me memes with my money.
I mean, I'm sure the people at Facebook are very professional, but they can't. Like, banks, they're like, I read that they're like specifically made to make you feel more comfortable, like
really?
With the pillars everywhere and with the...
Is that supposed to make you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, like if it's like it's very big when you go into like a Combank.
Yeah, they are always
well,
big.
In the city at least, there are all these massive
no,
pillars
they're
everywhere.
No, and...
Marble floors.
I don't... Oh, God, my local bank doesn't have that.
Yeah.
Like 40-year-old carpet and an old lady behind the desk with a stamp. Stamps, your deposit slip.
Yeah, that one can also make you feel comfortable as well. Old ladies are very nice.
So tell me more about chatbots. You've got some examples here.
Yeah, I've just rounded out some chatbots that are interesting to talk about.
Okay.
Because I found the first ever chatbot. It was made in 1966 as
a
joke.
Oh, that's crazy.
There was one guy who was commissioned to make a parody of a therapist just to show how silly they are. So all it does is like it takes what you say, it finds keywords and rephrases it back to you as a question, like most therapists. So you'll ask it like, oh, I had a fight with my friend today. And it'll say like, why do you think you had a fight with your friend? And it's like, oh, I forgot their birthday. Why do you think you forgot their birthday?
Like a toddler.
Yeah,
asking
yeah.
why all the time.
Yeah, it's
why?
Ridiculous.
But
it's
why?
Like a really,
how?
A really superficial proof of concept. But
and
it just,
that was 1966.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
1966 in Germany. And it just happened to pave the way for the future of chatbots.
Okay, we've got some more here to power through.
Yeah. I've got like the complete opposite one that's actually all about addressing mental health.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because, you know. There was a study in 2014 that proved people opened up more to like robotic therapists than an actual human therapist.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I guess they just don't want to divulge personal information to actual people.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
So the first mental health chatbot based on actual scientific research, it came out for Facebook this year and it's called Wobot.
Wobot.
Which is a great name, I just got to say.
A wonderful name.
It was designed at Stanford and it initiates conversations for you. It uses mood tracking. Reportedly, it learns how you speak over time, which makes you more comfortable.
What?
But it's also kind of disturbing.
Little disturbing. But, you know, if it's going to help, it's going to help.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to pay for it, which doesn't help.
Oh, really?
And there's also been controversy that, you know, because it's integrated with Facebook, that Facebook's actually selling your data.
Yeah.
Selling that, oh, you're emotionally insecure. Let's give this to advertisers so
they can
manipulate it.
And, you know, target internet shopping at you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're feeling really sad? Just buy some
shoes. That's what I do in real life. That's like my literal go-to. It's so cliche.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think it's a female thing. It's also a male thing as well. Some people
just
find shopping.
I just think it's a people thing. It's, you know, that satisfaction of handing over hard-earned money and getting something just really frivolous that you enjoy, that brings you joy.
And the Gruen transfer as well, not the show. The Gruen transfer is actually the concept that, you know, that's shopping malls, like, they don't have any natural light. They feel light all the time, so you're just, like, inclined to lose all track of time and just spend as much time in there as possible.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah, it makes you, it opens your eyes.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh. What? Okay, wow. I like Wobot. I think I like Wobot. It's a little disturbing, though.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, really. And it's a lot of money as well, so I'm just going to steer away from it. I guess it's less money than an actual therapist, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like $12 a week, which is a bit less than an actual session of therapy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's like a half a gym membership,
I think. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got one last one.
Yeah, I thought I would find a silly one to finish things up.
I'm enjoying it.
There's one called Fake Spock.
Love it.
It's it's basically Leonard Nimoy giving you like an interactive episode of Star Trek.
Yes.
You can tell it's clearly made just by one guy because they were bored, massive Star Trek fan. They really nailed the like weird speech mannerisms of Spock.
Oh, really?
And it's online for free. I used it. I got called a lieutenant by him, which was very flattering.
Ooh.
And I got this weird story where he had to give me like injections in order to go into a space-time continuum.
Creepy.
I thought that was kind of irrelevant. But
creepy, but
it's not. It's not entirely clear. And there's also like a horribly animated like Spock figure to go with it.
Oh my goodness.
Which is really just like a picture of Spock that they've clearly just like manipulated in order to make it seem like he's talking.
Okay. And
so
it's just
a bit of a stick figure effect. It doesn't work.
I would love to be called Lieutenant by Spock.
Yeah, it's a very addictive.
It would be.
Guilty pleasure kind
yeah,
of thing for
it
me.
It would be. I love it when the chatbots that you're using online, like when you're on Microsoft or something, or you're online shopping and then you've got to ask a question. And they're like, have I satisfied your needs today? Or have I answered your question correctly today?
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, thanks, man. See you. Bye.
Can you like rephrase that, please?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel satisfied when I talk to a robot.
No, exactly. It's just creepy. I love it, but it's creepy. They're going to take over the world, chatbots.
Yeah, AI is the future.
It is the future.
We should all just like go into the Matrix. If we could, that'd be great.
Oh my God, I didn't watch that movie. I know very few references. I'm like the one person alive.
You don't even know like, take the blue pill.
Well, I've seen that scene and then that's it. And then some kind of mind bending. And the one where he like bends away from the bullets.
I know Kung Fu, you know that one?
No, yeah. He uploads Kung Fu into his head.
Yeah,
and then
shoo,
shoo, shoo, the bullets all around him. And they're the two scenes I've seen from The Matrix.
They're just so many like quotable moments. I can't stop. I'm so...
Oh, Sam's getting a little overwhelmed over here. So we're going to
The Matrix. It's too much.
Oh, Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.